Eli Lilly commits up to $2.4 billion to Orna Therapeutics in major bet on in vivo CAR-T. In news announced yesterday, February 9, 2026, Eli Lilly revealed plans to acquire Orna Therapeutics for up to $2.4 billion, a truly staggering price tag. The move marks a decisive step toward the next generation of cell therapy, programming immune cells directly inside the patient rather than manufacturing them outside the body. Importantly, this transaction is not centered on a single pipeline candidate, but on securing a platform technology that could reshape how CAR-T and other immune reset strategies are developed and delivered across autoimmune disease and beyond. Across the past year, this transaction also fits into a larger and accelerating industry pattern. Big pharmaceutical companies are actively building positions in vivo cell engineering. What was once viewed as an early stage, high-risk concept is now being treated as a strategic pillar of next-generation therapeutics. Specifically, multiple global drug makers, including AstraZeneca, AbbVie, Gilead through Kite Pharma, and Bristol-Myers Squibb, have recently pursued acquisitions and platform deals aimed at enabling direct, inside-the-body immune cell programming. Taken together, these moves suggest that in vivo approaches are shifting from experimental frontier to competitive necessity, as companies seek scalable, repeatable alternatives to individualized ex vivo manufacturing. A shift from ex vivo to in vivo cell engineering. Traditional CAR-T therapies require a complex, multi-step workflow, harvesting a patient's T cells, genetically modifying them in specialized facilities, expanding them, and reinfusing them after conditioning therapy. While this approach has delivered transformative results in oncology, it is expensive, logistically demanding, and time-intensive. Those constraints become even more challenging when applied to large autoimmune patient populations. Orna Therapeutics has been developing an alternative model, in vivo cell engineering. Instead of removing and modifying cells externally, Orna's platform is designed to deliver genetic instructions systemically so that immune cells are reprogrammed within the body. Lilly's acquisition underscores growing confidence that this approach could meaningfully expand access to CAR-T-like therapies. Lead focus, CD19-directed in vivo CAR-T for autoimmune disease. Orna's most advanced program targets CD19, a marker expressed on B-cells, with the goal of treating B-cell-mediated autoimmune disorders such as lupus. B-cell depletion and immune reset strategies have already shown clinical promise using conventional CAR-T approaches. However, translating those benefits broadly will likely require simpler and more scalable delivery methods. The company reports that its lead candidate is prepared for clinical entry, positioning it among the frontrunners in the in vivo CAR-T field for autoimmune indications. Preclinical models have demonstrated meaningful reductions in disease-associated autoantibodies, supporting the therapeutic hypothesis. Circular RNA is a therapeutic engine. At the core of Orna's platform is engineered circular RNA, rather than the linear messenger RNA used in many current genetic medicines. Circular RNA constructs are designed to persist longer in cells and support extended protein production without integrating into the genome. Because they lack free RNA ends, they may also be less prone to rapid degradation. From a therapeutic standpoint, this profile could be particularly useful for cell programming applications that require strong but time-limited expression of engineered receptors, such as CAR constructs. The transient nature of RNA-driven expression may also support repeat dosing strategies if needed. Equally central to the platform is Orna's lipid nanoparticle, LNP, delivery technology. Instead of relying on antibody or ligand decorations to steer particles to specific cell types, the system is designed to leverage interactions between its ionizable lipids and naturally occurring blood proteins. These interactions can influence how nanoparticles distribute across immune cell populations after infusion. If this passive targeting behavior proves reliable in humans, it could simplify manufacturing and formulation compared with actively targeted nanoparticle systems, which often add additional layers of complexity. Strategic fit for Lilly. For Lilly, the acquisition adds both a near-term clinical candidate and a broader technology foundation in RNA-based cell engineering. The company has been expanding its footprint across immunology and genetic medicine, and in vivo immune cell programming fits squarely within that trajectory. Importantly, the deal structure, with milestone-based payments tied to development progress, reflects both the promise and the technical risk that still accompanies first wave in vivo CAR-T strategies. Implications for the broader field. The momentum behind in vivo cell therapy has been building, with multiple groups pursuing ways to bypass individualized manufacturing. Nonetheless, key questions remain, including: how precisely immune cells can be targeted in humans? Whether expression levels will be sufficient and consistent? How safety profiles will compare with established ex vivo CAR-T? Whether repeat dosing will be feasible and controllable? Lilly's move adds major pharma validation to the thesis that solving delivery and expression challenges could unlock a new category of programmable immune therapies. If successful, in vivo CAR-T approaches could extend immune reset strategies to far larger patient populations and new disease areas. In that sense, this acquisition looks less like a single product bet and more like a platform play on the future of genetic and cellular medicine. To learn more about the rapidly evolving CAR-T industry, claim the Global Strategic Report. The global CAR-T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials, and trends. Global CAR-T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials and trends.